What have I gotten myself into? That's the question I'm asking myself as I kick off this podcast, but I'm sure that for all of you, you're probably asking it about your life in Italy, which if you're new, you're definitely asking it. If you've been here for years like myself, you probably still ask yourself this question every single day. I do. I do every day. What am I doing here? Welcome to The Real Life in Italy, where we cut through the bullshit about this La Dolce Vita idea, and we'll see, to figure out why Italy is the way it is, and we learn a little bit more about the things we actually need to know to make Italy home. So, you're going to learn a little bit of some Italian culture, you're going to figure out some little Italian quirks, we are going to navigate bureaucracy a little bit, and we might even talk about language every so often. So pour a drink, join me, and let's get started. And so where do I want to even kick off this podcast? I thought it's only right that I introduce myself to you guys and I tell you, on what authority do I think I can talk to you guys about life in Italy? What, like, who am I? So let me tell you. I'm Evelyn, and I have lived in Italy for 12 years now. I moved to Italy right when I turned 18 years old in 2012, alone. So Italy is, it's my entire life. It's been my entire adult reality, and at this point, it's my home. And I know that some of you guys who have been here a lot longer also feel this way, that because I moved here as an adult, it's very strange for me to go back home. I definitely don't feel like I 100% understand what's going on there. Yet, even after 12 years, I still feel very much like a foreigner in Italy. I 100% admit my Americanness. And so it's kind of odd. And I actually heard a really great quote from a friend the other day that was something along the lines of, "You're the country you come from is a square. The country you move to is a circle, but when you move, you become a triangle, and you don't really fit in either location. You don't really have a space." I hope that by talking to you guys here, we make a space. We make a space for all of you, because I know it can be hard living abroad. I know it can be hard feeling like you don't understand what the hell is going on in Italy half the time, but you also maybe don't understand what the hell is going on back home. At least that's where I'm at. And so, yeah, I hope you guys find a space here. And okay, so going back to our story, what compelled me at 18 years old to decide, screw it, let's move across the Atlantic Ocean? Honestly, it was going to university. It was going to college. I was looking for colleges in high school, and I knew that I wanted to get out of Vermont because Vermont is just a very small community area. But I didn't really like the rest of the United States. It's kind of, if you know other Vermonters, you probably know that Vermont to us is Vermont, and then there's the rest of the US, and we don't match up. And so there wasn't anywhere that really enticed me in the US, except for maybe Boston, because everybody goes to Boston. But for fun, we went to Italy. It was my first trip out of the United States, to Montreal, but that doesn't really count. It was my first trip out of the US, and I went to Italy, and I immediately fell in love. Could have been because it was my first time to a new culture, could have been because I'm a huge history nerd, who knows. I fell in love instantly, and so I said, hey, I'm gonna go to college here. So I looked for an American university, I applied, I got in, and I moved to Rome at 18 years old. A lot of people ask me, like, isn't that crazy? Like, weren't you so scared? That must have been like, hence moving alone across the ocean at 18. To be honest, at the time, I didn't really think it was a big deal. Like, I knew it was cool. I definitely thought I was the cool kid of my entire class. But I didn't think it was a big deal to leave home, because at that moment in life, everyone leaves home. Everyone moves to a new state. They move to a new place. They don't know anyone. They go alone. So to me, a lot of it was just like, I moved to go to school. Fast forward, I did attend university in Rome. I studied archaeology and cultural heritage. I also then went on to get my master's in Milan, What I do in my life now has nothing to do with archaeology or cultural heritage, but I did pick up a lot of fun facts around the way. So we'll get to that eventually through some of these episodes. But in these 12 years that I've lived here so far, I have, get ready, changed apartments more than 25 times. I lost count. I gave up. I think we might be going towards 30. I don't know. I've changed my residence officially 3 times. I've renewed my permesso di soggiorno, and yes, gone to the questura every time, more than 13 times. I've had a student permesso di soggiorno. I've had the attesa di occupazione, which is an unemployed permesso di soggiorno. And I have a freelance, a lavoro di autonomo. At the moment, I'm currently working on my marriage permesso di soggiorno, so the carta di soggiorno. And I've even, in this time, because I was so desperate to stay in Italy, I explored every option possible. I even tried for the student to work conversion. I was rejected. I have started for the carta di soggiorno official permanent residency. And during all this time, my permesso renewal has only gone sour, only had a little issue once, and I am 90% sure it was not my fault. It was the police officer. He did not like me. I think he threw it away. We'll get to that story. We'll get there. So as you can see, I have been around the Italy bureaucracy. I have figured out this permesso di soggiorno thing. And then going beyond the permesso di soggiorno, I also have gotten my Italian driver's license, my number one accomplishment over this time. I've also had to figure out the Italian healthcare system, both for personal health, but also I had a baby here in Italy. I've used both public and private, and I've gotten into a lot of other adventures and misadventures here in Italy. And after all that time, I really wanted to start sharing my experience with people and sharing what I had learned so that maybe it can help other expats in Italy have a smoother transition, get used to life in Italy a little bit easier, and help them navigate this bureaucracy. But you might be wondering also, why am I still here after all this? Especially those of you who might be in the midst of your what the hell is going on in Italy phase. Why am I still here? For one, I do really love my life in Italy. I have a wonderful life. I have wonderful friends. I have a job that I enjoy. I have a wonderful family here. And I love traveling. I love the food, of course. I love the culture. There's a lot of things I do love about living in Italy. But of course, there's also a lot of stuff that drive me crazy. There are a lot of things that still, even after 12 years, I roll my eyes at and I can't stand. And you will catch me complaining about it at a time. So I do love a lot of things about living here, but also remember, I moved here at 18. Italy is my home, as far as I know. I've lived my entire independent adult life. I've become who I am today because of my life in Italy. And so to me, it's my home, and I've chosen to accept a lot of things that drive me crazy and see how I can understand them from new perspectives to try and make life go smoother here. I don't know that I'll always stay in Italy for the rest of my life, but it's home. But here's the thing, is that living in Italy is still difficult for me. Like I told you guys at the beginning, I still don't feel that I belong. I don't feel Italian at all. This is especially true because I also am not Italian at all. I don't have one drop of Italian blood in me. I don't have a claim to citizenship. I'm not Italian at all. Irish, French, Swedish, some other things in there. No Italian blood whatsoever. But also, as I mentioned, I really don't feel American in a lot of ways. I don't know anything about what goes on in America, guys. From new music to like politics, don't know. I really don't. I'm sorry. Just complete honesty. And I might act like I have this life in Italy figured out. And in some ways I do. I've really got the bureaucracy thing done. I'm good. But there's a lot that, of course, I still struggle with. There's a lot of things. Of course I hate when the bus doesn't show up. Of course I cannot stand when they smoke cigarettes on playgrounds and like you know, of course I can't stand that I can only call an office at a certain time once a week, and of course it's always busy. You know, all of these things drive me crazy. Also the stronger stuff, you know, job opportunities. These things drive me crazy. Taxes. We'll get into it. We'll get into it. But it is also true that during my time here, after all these years, there's a lot that I've learned through this journey of living on Italy. And I've really changed in so many ways. If I look back just at who I was when I first moved here, just at who I was when I finished university and was like cast off into the world and suddenly realized, how do I stay in Italy and what am I doing? There's a lot of ways I've changed. But of course, you'll still catch me whining. You'll still catch me complaining every so often. It's okay. It's fine. We all do it. Just want to note also, if you ever feel like you're going through a bitter expat phase, bitter immigrant phase, whichever way you decide to title yourself, just a thought. Have you ever noticed how much Italians complain? Have you? Honestly, if it's sunny, they will complain about the sun being in their eyes. It's too hot. If it gets a little cloudy, oh, but where's the sun? And then if it starts being like cold and windy, nope, the wind, we're all going to die and get sick. So I think that some ways, yes, in some ways, some of us, some of you, looking at some of you, can get a little too bitter. Whine a little too much. Sorry, calling you out on it. Some of you do it, you know it. But also, sometimes we do need to let that steam off. Also, sometimes, come on, let's be honest, even locals are complaining about certain things, so I think we have a right to. But so, like, after all this time, after kind of coming to terms with a lot of things, I have noticed that there are certain aspects that I have come to terms with, exactly, and that I love what life has given me here. So I think that as foreigners living in Italy, we're always going to feel that certain things are off. Okay. And there's a lot of cultural aspects that you don't get used to be honest. You really don't. I did have somebody ask me the other day, like, oh, does it get easier living in Italy after some time? Yes and no, because there's certain things that you don't get used to. Like, the bureaucracy never gets easier. Okay, it doesn't. But again, it's not easy for Italians either. It's difficult for everyone. Okay, so you're not alone there. Trying to get along with your Italian in-laws, depending on who they are, might always be a little bit difficult. Making Italian friends can be hard, especially if language is an issue. Even though I feel that I've really gotten a good grasp on the Italian language, making friends is still difficult for me because I find that we have very different personalities. Part of that is cultural. Part of that is just personalities, who I am, who they are. And so these things are still different. You know, if you're talking about finding a job, really hope you're joking, because good one. But, you know, if it gets easier, does living in Italy get easier the longer you're here? Honestly, what I would say is that if you want to make it work, if you love the life that Italy can provide for you at a certain level, if you love what could be potentially your life in Italy, and if you want to make it work, you know, maybe you want to make it work because you're here for family. Maybe you want to make it work because it's a dream and you've had it on your mind and you want to make it work. Whatever your reasonings are, if you do love your life here for a million of whatever reasons, the trick is not to fake it till you make it. Like, don't try to be Italian. Don't try to assimilate, as they've been saying in the news for foreign students, but that's another discussion. Don't force yourself to be Italian. You don't need to be, okay? Be yourself. Be yourself. Learn Italian. You might want to learn the language. You know, be yourself, but in Italian. But you always will be yourself, okay? Don't force it. That's my number one advice. But some ways that you can make this easy, make life in Italy easier, or kind of learn to accept things, is to learn more about them. I really think that if you take a closer look at the place you're living in and really make an attempt to understand and just accept things as they are, the way things are here, from crazy driving to the like incomprehensible roundabout way of scheduling appointments to politics to jokes, you know, all of these aspects, you know, from the paperwork to the music on the radio, everything, like all of it, it can really help you understand where you are and kind of find a place for yourself and find a way to take a deep breath instead of crying or like getting really frustrated with how life could be. It can really help you enjoy life in Italy a lot better and really make a home for yourself here. I've also been absorbing an insane amount of random cultural fun facts. Part of this is just by observation, having Italian friends, picking up on certain mannerisms, picking up on certain things. Part of it is I'm a huge nerd and I really like to look at things. And when a question pops into my head, like, why do we have the Carabinieri and the Polizia? Like, what is the difference between? Who do I call? Also, why do they have really big guns? These things, when they pop into my head, I decide, well, I'm gonna find out. That's it. And so I've picked up way too much information. It's too much in my head. So now you're here to listen to it. So, I mean, when I talk about this, like, there's a lot of cultural things that I've picked up on that are also kind of bullshit. For instance, the whole rule, everybody will tell you, if you're visiting Italy, if you move to Italy, it'd be like, Italians don't drink milk with coffee after 11 a.m. That's bullshit. They do. If they want a cafe macchiato, if they want a cappuccino, they will get a cafe macchiato or a cappuccino. It's fine. It's fine. If they judge you, if there is somebody who judges you, fuck them. Like, honestly, they don't know shit. Have your milk. Drink your milk. If you want it, drink it. Soy milk, whatever. You do you. Okay? Like, honestly, choosing to follow that rumor and be like, oh, okay, well, I can't drink milk because, like, the Italians will hate me. No. You're not going to make any more Italian friends just by following this first rule. You're not impressing anyone, and you're making yourself unhappy. You're making yourself stressed. So somebody judges you. Somebody also judges you for putting sugar in your coffee. Like, if you're at a nice coffee bar, just tell them, like, mind their own business. Like, fuck off. Honestly, like, live your life. Live your life, okay? Same thing with Italians don't wear athleisure. This is a lie, okay? A lie. Turin is filled with people with athleisure. If people are going to the gym, they wear their leggings. It's fine. Wear what you want. Wear what you want. You might look American, Canadian, UK, Australian, whatever, for a million other reasons, but, like, trust me, just wearing leggings out of the house, you're going to be okay. You're fine. And if it's comfortable, you do you. Just be yourself, okay? Be yourself, because if these are the things that bring you joy in life, do it. Like, make your life here the life you want, okay? But some of the other things that I've picked up along the way that I think have totally transformed the way that I see life in Italy or the way that I interact with my life in Italy are things like, did you know that kids couldn't take their mom's last name until just 2 years ago? Like legally, if they wanted their mom's name, they had to go to court. It was a thing. Religion is a class in school as early as 4 years old. Technically, it's optional, but questionable. Why is there a religion school? Like, what is this? Also, did you know that really, really good fact that will put bureaucracy into perspective for you? Have you ever realized how hard it is to fire public workers? Public workers actually get a really great job contract. Usually, a thing called indeterminato. And it basically is impossible to fire them. So they'll pretty much do whatever the hell they want. Hence why we have to struggle when we go to the comune, when we go to the questore, when we go to any public office. It is because these people do not give a fuck. straight up. That'll change, like, change the way you interact with every individual. So the more that I picked up on all these things, the more that I learned, the more of these, like, bureaucratic, lawful, and also cultural tidbits, I, like, started to realize the big picture. And the more I was able to understand why things are the way they are, and the fact that, like, culture is so shaped by a lot of Italian history, a lot of Italian history still plays in today. Little language quirks, like, all these little things. I was able to really understand what was going on. What's going on in Italy, and how I can work the system, how I can accept things here, how I can make my life work for me here, and also how I can make friends, how I can, like, be polite, how I can, you know, get things done. Oh, all of it. It really shaped, put things into perspective for me. So I'm not saying that, honestly, if you have a PhD in Italian culture, if you know all this stuff, that it makes staying in Italy as a foreigner a total breeze. Not at all. You're still going to have challenges. We're all there. We've all been through it. But the more you do know, the more you're able to kind of laugh it off and to shrug things off and just say, okay, vabbè. Like, vabbè. It's like this. Like, vabbè. Today's not the day. I'm going. And it kind of just makes it easier for you rather than, like, breaking down into tears every time you go to the post office, which, totally understand, can do it. And I think that knowing all of this stuff, from the really odd cultural nuances to the kind of more bureaucratic aspect, knowing all this stuff can really help you make the most of your life here. So that is why I'm starting this podcast. That is why I'm here. I want to share with you everything I'm going to be sharing here on The Real Life in Italy. And I have such a long list of topics I want to talk to you about, like, what is Neomelodica? Where can you get iced coffee? We're going to address the issue. I know some of you guys who are new, you might be looking for that. We'll get to it. We'll get to it soon. We're going to kick off with what is the difference between the Carabinieri and Polizia? Because really, I know you're all wondering it. Like, that is a question we all wonder, but nobody actually, like, ever asks out loud. So I did the research. I figured it out. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to go ahead and talk about your Italian driver's license, how you can get that. And we're going to talk about healthcare, especially as a woman in Italy, as a foreign woman in Italy. How can you get the service you need? How can you get the care you need? And what does that look like in Italy? So we're going to be covering so many topics. Sometimes it's going to be just me, myself and I. Hope you enjoy listening to my voice. Sometimes we will have a few guests. I'll be inviting some faux expats. And sometimes I will be asking you guys to share your stories, because I think that sometimes as a expat or foreigner, immigrant, again, however you want to title yourself, in Italy, we kind of feel isolated. Even if we have friends, we feel like, no, nothing is working. Like, this is a struggle and it's my struggle. And how do I get through this? And I think that we end up kind of, like, isolating ourselves. We can also get isolated in kind of a circle of negativity. I found also, like, especially Facebook groups, you know, like, sometimes we're surrounded with too much negativity. We get stressed. Sometimes then we're also surrounded by so much toxic positivity by influencers on Instagram that we also feel, well, everybody else is living that life. How come my life isn't like that? And so the truth is, every single one of us is struggling one day or another. Even if we don't post about it on Instagram, even if we're not admitting it, we've all had issues with an appointment at the Questura. We've all made a mistake in Italian and totally messed up a conversation with a potential friend. We've all been there. We're all struggling at the same time, and we're all just trying to make the most of this life in Italy because we love it here. And so I think that it's important we share with each other what we're going through, and we share with each other how we've overcome those challenges. And I hope that helps you guys. And I hope that this makes a space where all of us triangles can learn from each other and make some friends and feel great. So thank you guys for joining me for this very first kickoff episode. I will be talking next about the difference between the Carabinieri and Polizia. If you have a request for a topic, questions about Italy you've always wondered, In the show notes, you'll find my contact, and please go ahead and send those to me. And if you'd like to share a story, you can also send it over there. So I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for joining me. Ciao.